He's controversial,
to say the least.
Is there a universe where Mr. Mime's just not so bad, you know?
What universe could that possibly be in?
I'm just saying, I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to go my own way. We didn't start recording these so that we could say the same shit everybody else has been saying about Pokemon since the beginning of time. So I'm saying, you are raised to feel like Mr. Mime is bad.
You are raised to fear Mr. Mime.
But let's really examine whether or not that's warranted. Shut up.
Let's start at the top.
Part of it is that nobody likes clowns. That's a lot of it. And I think on top of that, I think part of it is a discomfort associated with, I feel like people think Mr. Mime is smarter than he's letting on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I think it's all service level. I think that's as deep as it goes.
Yeah, I really don't think that Mr. Mime has, like, machinations.
Mm-mm.
Did you see the people making a case that Mr. Mime is Ash's stepfather?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's impossible. How would it know to do that?
Well, I think that's part of why people don't trust it, because, like, maybe when nobody's around, Mr. Mime is...
knows how to tie his own shoes? Doubtful.
Yeah. And his name is, like, Mike.
Hey, Mike. What does Mr. Mime like? What does Mr. Mime get into?
Ketamine.
No, you know what? I can't keep going. What's good about Mr. Mime? He's never mean.
He's never mean.
He'll never be mean to you.
Hey, you know what? I think you have something there.
Yeah.
He hasn't done anything to anybody.
What did he do to you?
Yeah, hey, that's the thing. Like, legit. No, legit. Like, I understand in Gen 1, you see Mr. Mime and you're like, I don't trust you. I know what you're fucking up to. I know what you're gonna do. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna look like a fool when you do it.
Yeah.
But it's been like 10 years. He hasn't done anything to anybody.
Yeah.
He's just lived his life. He sweeps. He dances. He does his thing. He's never... Whatever it is you thought he was gonna do...
He hasn't done it.
He hasn't done for like 8 generations.
This is... You know what? This goes with the stepdad, like, metaphor, because it's like, you get this interloper in your family structure, and you're sure that it's going to be some big evil thing, but it's just like, no, he just, like, doesn't quite know how to connect to you, but and he wants to, like,
yeah,
treat you like...
He's doing his best.
Yeah, he's, like, really proud of you when you, like, get good grades, and, like, some, like, on, like, Facebook shares, like, all the, like, the comics and stuff that you make, even though you think they're kind of bad, but he's still like, oh, no, it's fine. You're doing... I love that you're making stuff. And it's like, well, no, but he's going to, like... He's like, oh man, I know that he like is gonna rip the heads off all my action figures when I'm not in my room.
Yeah, but then at a certain point, it's like, you know what? It's been long enough, and it's like, if it was gonna happen, it would have happened.
Yeah, he's treated me nice all these 15 years, and this whole time I kind of had this bad flavor in my mouth from all these things that I thought he was gonna do, but he never did.
Maybe it's time.
Maybe it's time to love the mime.
He's not so bad. Maybe give him a chance.
This one really went places.
Now,
what do you got?
Now, I was trying to Google specifically the Mr. Mime, the one that Ash's mom has, whatever. The image I'm looking at doesn't propose that Mr. Mime is Ash's stepdad. It proposes Mr. Mime is Ash's father.
What do you mean?
I mean that, like, Ash Ketchum is the result of the union of this human woman and Mr. Mime. Listen, they have the same hair color.
Stop.
Ash's mom's hair is brown. Mr. Mime's hair is black.
There's a million people on Earth with black hair.
I'm just saying, Ash is short.
Don't do this to me.
Mr. Mime, not a man of stature.
I'm seeing a picture of them all in like a little like carriage thing, and the mom is in the center and Ash is on the right with Pikachu, and Mr. Mime is on the left, and Mr. Mime's hand is on his mom's leg. And there's a big red circle around it.
I think that's Ash Ketchum's biological father. If no one else wants to jump out, look. I think that Mr. Mime is the biological father of Ash Ketchum. They are blood related.
Here's the thing.
That is the hill that I will die on.
Here's the thing.
I think Ash tells people he doesn't know who his dad is because he doesn't want to tell them that it's Mr. Mime.
You think he knows?
Yeah, I think he does, and I think that's why he's so cagey about it.
That makes sense. Do you think Gary knows?
Yeah, but Gary's not like a bad. So it's like one of those things where it's like, I don't like you, but
I'll never get
I know
it.
How people would treat you if they knew, and I'm not that kind of person. And so I'm not, that reflects poorly on me. Mm-hmm. That's not the kind of person I am.
Right. I think Mr. Mime is Ash's dad.